This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Thank you for joining us for another edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk today about a subject that the liberals wish were only fictional, but in fact, it's becoming more and more something they're going to have to deal with, and I guess they're still having some trouble getting their heads around it, women and guns. There's an organization that's been in the forefront of introducing women to guns, lobbying for the Second Amendment, doing all kinds of good things for the Second Amendment, and namely the Second Amendment sisters. Lynn Roberts is one of their spokesmen from behind enemy lines in Massachusetts. And Lynn, right. I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today, and really do appreciate the fact that you all have been fighting such a fight, because what you're doing is so politically incorrect. That's why I love you all.
Well, thank you, Larry. Thank you. It's very nice to be talking with you today. I was really pleased to meet you for the first time at the rally that we both attended last June in Belchertown here in Massachusetts at the Flag Day rally. That was really quite an event.
It was quite an event, and as often is the case, these trips yield more than just the immediate benefit of whatever we might have been able to say at the venue, and to make contacts is one of the real lasting benefits, I think, that I've found over the years. And certainly you, Lynn Roberts, are one that is noteworthy, and the Second Amendment Sisters has done so much good. You're all over the internet, and you've got groups that are at one level or another of activity in probably most of the states of the country. It's just fascinating what you've been able to do, and it's all volunteer. There's no George Soros financing y'all, I don't think.
Oh no, George Soros doesn't finance us at all. Everybody in Second Amendment Sisters over the past 10, 15, oh my God, it's 2016. The group was formed in 2000. And ever since that time, it's all been volunteers, and we've all been out there saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, this isn't right. And, you know, the million mommers and the people on the left, you don't speak for us. You know, we know what it's all about, and we're going to start raising our voice. And we started.
Well, among other members, I know from just having looked over some of the things that you've got on your various websites that some of your members have learned a very difficult way that being unarmed is not a good idea, that they were victimized in large measure because they were not armed and not able to effectively defend themselves. And that's a story, I think, that comes through. It's a very poignant one. And I frankly don't know how the other side deals with it other than to say somehow you would have been better off without a gun and it's a good thing you couldn't shoot the guy.
Yes. Well, you know, unfortunately, that is true. And, of course, the one that comes to mind, you know, right away for me is Susana Garcia Hupp.
Yeah.
You know, whose parents, and this happened down in Texas years ago, they were in a fast food restaurant, and she was licensed to carry, and she had her firearms with her, but there was a policy in the restaurant saying, well, you know, we don't want the firearms in our store. So she obeyed the law, and she left her firearms in the car, and, you know, a real bad character came in to rob and do mayhem in the store. And she's there without her firearms, and both her parents were deliberately shot in that store, and that put her on a, you know, a real dedication and passion, you know, to bring this out for to women, that you need to defend yourself. And she even went on and ran for representative in the state of Texas and won.
She did, and
she
you know, before she got into the state house herself, I remember that when she testified for a concealed carry law in Texas, she looked at the legislators and explained what had happened, substantially what you've said, and I think she might have been pointing her finger at them, might as well have, and
she
said,
was.
But because of your law, my parents are dead.
And, you are absolutely right.
That is heavy stuff. And it was all true. She was
right.
Not making it up. She was not being overly dramatic. I think that was probably the decisive moment for changing some of Texas law, when they realized that they couldn't continue if they wanted to be able to say they didn't have anybody's blood on their hands, because they already had her parents' blood on their hands.
That's right. And I loved what she said at the very end of her testimony. She did point her finger, and she said, the Second Amendment exists to protect us from you. And she pointed her finger. She pointed her finger at him. And I was like, I got chills. I went, oh, this woman is so courageous. You know, but I, you know, maybe I would be that courageous if I had lost my parents. So she obviously has made an impact on me, which, you know, kind of fueled my passion for getting involved with Second Amendment Sisters. And Second Amendment Sisters here in Massachusetts is, you know, we're going strong, we're reaching out to women, and we're educating them on the message that self-defense is a basic human right. And not only is does the Second Amendment exist for you to protect yourself and your family, ladies, but it's also to protect you from government tyranny, which is
a
piece of the Second Amendment that when people talk about the Second Amendment, they don't talk a lot about the real reason or the primary reason for the Second Amendment is the defense against government tyranny, because our founding fathers knew that so well. They knew it, and it really gets me so mad these days when you hear people talk about, oh, the Constitution is just a living document. Oh, and it's all outdated, and we have to change it. And
according to Rolling Stone, when I was talking like that in the context of some congresswoman from New York that was full of nonsense, and I made the kind of the point that Susanna had made, that Second Amendment is to protect us from people like her. And
yes.
That got converted by Rolling Stone into a threat to use armed force against the dear congresswoman. And the Capitol Hill police actually had a formal complaint from her that I had been making a threat against her. Well, in an indirect and general way, the same way that you just stated it, yeah, it was. I was saying that, hey, if you could keep breaking the law and you become tyrannical, then I've retained the right to keep and bear arms so that I can stop that.
Yes.
Oh, that's an articulable threat against the dear congresswoman. You know, they really get antsy about that. Rolling Stone about had a bird, and as they listen to this, because they very well might, right-wing watch monitors our every syllable, they're likely to go nuts over this conversation. Well, listen, we're heading into a break, so wanted to make sure everybody knows we're talking with Lynn Roberts of the Second Amendment Sisters, and I want to give out some web information when we get back, Lynn, so get that ready, please. And we are going to be back shortly and continue with Lynn Roberts of Second Amendment Sisters.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Welcome back to the conversation. Today, talking with Lynn Roberts. She's with the Second Amendment Sisters, and particularly the chapter in Massachusetts. How do you like that? In Massachusetts, maybe one of the more active chapters in the country. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that the liberals are always irritating you, Lynn. In fact, your attorney, it's your governor, isn't it? Your attorney general, who has all of a sudden decided that she don't need no stinking legislature. She can make law all by herself.
That was jaw-dropping. That was absolutely jaw-dropping for all of us in the Second Amendment community out here in Massachusetts. And this must be stopped, and steps are being taken, you know, to do that. There are people who are stepping up and leading the fight here. But how can she claim, you know, that she's nobody? You know what she said in her letter, which floored me? She said, nobody in Congress is doing anything about gun control, so she has decided that she will. And so then after she does this on July 22nd, then she runs down to the DNC convention to kind of pound her chest. Oh, goody, goody. Look at me. Look what I've done. And what she's done up here in Massachusetts with this has caused a lot of confusion. And she's hurting a lot of businesses up here. Because the what she's done, we're saying, is unconstitutional. She doesn't make law. She can't revise law.
Let's lay it out specifically, what it is the dear lady has done, because there was there were laws on the books that were operating regarding the so-called assault weapons, the semi-automatic rifles and whatnot. And this is the arena that she jumped into with her own, law. Operated in one way for, I guess, several years, all of a sudden, because of her decree, now stores are being hammered for illegal sales and have to take their merchandise down and return it, I guess. It's not only enormously costly and confusing, but it's a blow at the heart of the Second Amendment.
Right. So originally, when the federal assault weapon ban sunsetted, okay, and it was not renewed by Congress, but Massachusetts retained it in their wisdom or anti-wisdom, okay, and for the last 20 years, in Massachusetts, the AR-15 and other similar rifles are sporting rifles. They're semi-automatics. You know, I don't know how many thousands of people own them now. And she decides with no basis, that these rifles should be banned. She decides on her own that any rifle now that can accept a magazine, a separate magazine, okay, and has, you know, one or two things in the structure of the firearm that's similar to the banned weapons are now illegal. And it's so what she has put out on her website is so vague and confusing. People don't know what is legal now and what is not, according to her. I mean, what happens now? Gun dealers have ordered these sporting rifles. That's what they are. They're sporting rifles that have been in use actually since the late 1800s. These sporting rifles are now illegal. And what are they supposed to do with that inventory? And what about all of us who own these semi-automatic AR style rifles now that they're illegal? What are we now? Are our guns?
And by the way, just illegal? For the record, AR, like as an AR-15, doesn't stand for assault rifle. It stands for Armalite.
Armalite. That's very true. Very true. And a lot of these rifles, speaking from the woman's perspective, they're easy to hold, they're easy to shoot, and a lot of women prefer shooting the rifles than handguns.
And you know, you bring me to my aging memory some sage advice from Shotgun Joe, the vice president himself, Mr. Biden,
Joe Biden.
And he was telling you ladies that you really didn't want to mess with them AR-15s because they could just buck like a bronco. You want to get yourself a shotgun and maybe you fire that out back a couple of times, something like that, you know. And so within days, people who knew something about guns, which is unlike the vice president, he's protected by people with guns a lot fancier than AR-15s, but he doesn't know anything about them. Anyway, it showed, at least the one that I saw, showed a lady with a shotgun, probably a double barrel. I don't think it had much recoil absorption. And so she puts this thing up to her shoulder and fires it. Boom! She's back on her back. And then another lady fires another shotgun, and it boom, goes flying out of her hands. But this is all because, you know, Shotgun Joe knew that that was going to be easier for people to fire than those terrible old AR-15s. And then at the end, there's a gal with hearing muffs and eye protection. Boom, 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 boom. Very controlled fire as she's moving down a row of targets.
Absolutely. And you to add something to that. Yeah. Yeah, fire the shotgun off your front or back porch. Do you know that's illegal?
In many places it is, exactly. And
it's illegal here in Massachusetts.
The Joe Biden defense isn't going to cut it. Well, the vice president said so.
I know it. But, you know, to go back to what you said in the opening of the show about it seems like things are just kind of working against you sometime, and you just never feel like you're gaining any kind of momentum or progression. But since I've been involved with Second Amendment Sisters, and now Second Amendment Sisters of Massachusetts, because our chapter now has gone and incorporated itself as a standalone organization now, because the national organization is no longer functioning the way it used to be. So in order for us to keep going, we needed to kind of become a standalone thing, and we incorporated. And the thing that I wanted to get to, though, was...
give me your web address real quick, and then we'll come back to your point. And when we get back from the break, where are you?
www.2asistersma.org.
Okay, great. So we're talking today with Lynn Roberts of the Second Amendment Sisters, 2asistersma.org. We'll be back. Go away.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Danger. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online Degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Lynn Roberts of the Massachusetts chapter of the Second Amendment Sisters is my guest today. As she pointed out earlier, we got acquainted at a rally in Massachusetts, in that part of Massachusetts that still considers itself to be in America, rather than in the enlightened New England we know better than the rest of you, and we're going to shove it down your throat part of Massachusetts, the Boston University complex, I guess we could say. It's really an interest. I was thinking during the break, you've got a national organization that all along, it may have incorporated, I'm not sure, but it was rather loose-knit. It had chapters in various states where, frankly, it seemed to me the threat was perceived to be imminent at the time, and of course in Massachusetts, as long as you've got statewide elected officials, you're probably, if you'll pardon me, under the gun. And so the national organization still got a, I guess, a website and a presence, but there's not a whole lot going on because, frankly, since 2000, when it became very active, and there were a number of rallies, and the Second Amendment Sisters were all over the place. There have been a lot of victories since then, and it's been very hard on the antis. But in Massachusetts, as we mentioned earlier, you've got an attorney general that thinks she's Barack Obama, and because she's got a pen, she can write law all by herself.
Right, right. So in Massachusetts, it's really a difficult or strident struggle. Even with the advancements that we're making in reaching out not only to women but men too, and educating them about the Second Amendment and bringing them to the range, it just seems like, you know, are we making, you know, we ask ourselves, are we making any progress? Well, one of the things that I looked at recently, because I had to do up a new brochure for Second Amendment Sisters of Massachusetts, and I contacted our State Department of our Firearms Records Bureau here in the state, and I said, I would like to know the number of licenses issued to women in our state since 2009. To date. And
now, these are licenses to own a gun, I presume?
These are the, yes, licenses to own, because you have to have a gun license in Massachusetts to do anything with a gun, own, borrow, use, whatever.
And then to carry would be a separate license and even more difficult
to get. No, it's one license, no.
Oh, it's like Europe, then, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, they've changed the, in 2 years ago, there was a huge gun control, package passed in the summer of 2014. And we lost some ground in that package. But one thing that they did do was we had like three or four different categories of licenses. Now there's just two. There's just the license to carry. And which means if you get that, you can purchase any, you know, any legal rifle in the state.
Or handgun.
I'm sorry. And I should have said any legal firearm in the state. And the other, license is what we call the FID, and that's for just rifles, if you want rifles, and that's usually for the, you know, the youth, the young population. So the different categories of licenses are gone, because there used to be something called the LTC Class B. And if you had the LTC Class B, you couldn't carry concealed. But if you had the LTC Class A, you could. But then there was another Class C and something else, and we just said, this is too ridiculous. You only have one driver's license, right? Why do you need all kinds of different licenses for guns? But I'm kind of getting off on my point here. So
no,
there's
that's
only one...
a fair aside, I think. That makes helps put it in perspective.
Okay. So when I got the numbers back from our Firearms Records Bureau, in 2009, there were 4,500 LTCs issued to women. In 2010, it went up to 6,208.
Ooh.
In 2011, it was 9,112. In 2012, the numbers were 13,765. And in 2013, the number went as high as 21,735. But I have to make a qualifier to that, because some of those were the renewals from some of the previous times. But in 2014, there were 15,559. And in 2015, 8,824. So in looking at being positive and are we making a change, I'm always kind of looking for these things to keep me motivated and encouraged. I look at those numbers and I say, yeah, good. The message is getting out there. A lots of women in the state are getting their licenses. And we hold a monthly ladies' practice at the Braintree Rifle and Pistol Club in Braintree, Massachusetts. And we've been doing this for, 10 years now, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And
I saw mentioning
it started with a handful, and there have been times where there'll be 30 or 35 people that will show up, and they do not have to have any experience or a license or anything, if they want to be introduced to shooting, they come to our practice on the third Saturday of the month.
And of course, they don't even have to have a gun. They can use
they
one
don't.
Of yours.
No, right, because we, you know, between me and the other wonderful volunteer instructors that we have here, you know, we bring our own equipment and provide everything for them, and then they shoot, and the reaction is always, wow, this is wonderful. We had a lot of fun. Oh, this isn't as bad as I thought it would be. And other comments like, oh, well, how do I get a license? Oh, I got to take a course. I have to do this. They're all kind. Oh, you mean I can't just walk in and buy a gun? No, you can't just walk in and buy a gun.
What do you think this is, Wyoming?
You know, and I said, and the safety rules and the storage rules, and they're like, they're wide-eyed. Like, oh, we didn't know any of that. And I end up at the end of the practice, and I tell them, look, ladies, you know, we just want you to be educated about the Second Amendment so you understand what it is and why it exists, so that the next time you hear about these gun control laws that are for the quote-unquote safety of the children, okay, you now are better informed to analyze that yourself and determine whether that's true or not, so that when you go to vote, you can vote right and you can vote for freedom.
Absolutely.
You know,
one of the things that you can find if you do some poking around is that you all not only have been active in Massachusetts, which I find very encouraging and kind of a prod to the rest of the country, that if in Massachusetts there's this kind of activism, what's holding people back in other places? Well, in nearby New Hampshire, you had a battle a little while ago over Stand Your Ground, and one of the leading proponents of maintaining the Stand Your Ground law, which says you don't have to retreat when you're facing severe bodily harm or death, that law was maintained even though the antis were trying to take it down and destroy it or change it, neutralize it. And it was Second Amendment sisters that were among those that were really in the forefront of the battle. And I thought,
yes,
this is great stuff.
Right, right. In fact, a gal who used to be the New Hampshire coordinator.
Well, hold on to that gal in New Hampshire,
okay,
because we're heading into another break. We're talking with Lynn Roberts of the Massachusetts chapter of Second Amendment Sisters, 2asistersma.org. We're going to be right back.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, thanks again for being with us for today's edition of the Gun Owners News Hour, talking with Lynn Roberts. And just one more time for that web address, in case we run out of time at the end, 2asistersma.org.
That's correct.
We were talking about one of your members, apropos of the Stand Your Ground law.
Right, right. One fabulous woman who was the state coordinator for New Hampshire when that chapter was up and running. That's not running anymore. But she was very involved up there, and she eventually went on to become a state rep in New Hampshire. Her name is Jen Coffey, and she's still very active up there. And she was very instrumental in all of the politics up there, and she even passed legislation to protect the use of knives in self-defense. Yes, and this she did many, many, many years ago. She's just an absolutely interesting and wonderful person. And you know, while we're talking about Jen Coffey, her name is Jen Coffey. I don't know why, but Kim Rhodes, you know, who won the bronze at the Olympics. It wasn't trap. It was and I was just looking at it this morning. But it was shotgun. She won bronze. And Breitbart.com did an interview with her. And she made a comment in that interview about the Second Amendment. And Kim Rhodes, who's a U.S. bronze medalist this year and has won medals ever since the 2008 Olympics in trap or skeet. That's what it is. Six medals totally. She said the Second Amendment is there to protect us and protect us so that we don't lose the First Amendment.
Amen.
Amen is right. This woman gets it. It was an absolutely fantastic, fantastic article on Breitbart.com if anybody wants to go and kind of, you know, check it out. I was like, she really, really understands it because it isn't just about self-defense. It's about our freedom. If the Second Amendment goes, the First Amendment will fall next.
Well, I want to go a little further afield even just to show the national impact that you all have had when they started poking around at us in 2000 and Second Amendment Sisters became the force that it did. One of those that came out of that movement is Michelle Fiore, who is now a state rep in Nevada. And I don't know if you've seen her recent Christmas card, but she's got maybe a dozen and a half people, three generations, standing for the picture for the Christmas card, all in their, I guess, Republican red shirts, although it looked very Christmassy. And everybody had at least a handgun, if not some kind of an ugly black gun, in this Christmas card that she was sending out. And she's been a very active Second Amendment sister. She has fought the fight. And so it just seemed to me that you all can lay claim to having been the sort of the seedbed for so many things that have happened and put forward, have advanced the Second Amendment agenda in our country.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful to hear, and I really hope and pray. And I see that sometimes I think it is true. So it's really wonderful, and what a wonderful idea for a Christmas card. I don't think I'm aware of this. That. Now you're giving me ideas. Okay.
I expect to get one of those. I look forward to that. And then there's another lady closer to home in an adjacent county, actually, which around here means a few million people away. But a supervisor, Suzanne Volpe, a local county supervisor in the county of Loudoun, fought for being able to hunt in a quote-unquote small park next to a middle school. And she was able to prevail and became quite infamous, if you only read the local press, because of the Second Amendment. And she's identified as one of the Second Amendment sisters. So you all have had an impact in politics, and especially local politics, and like your good old Tip O'Neill, who's happily no longer oppressing us, all
right.
Politics is local. Well,
true.
So is the gun issue, and the Second Amendment Sisters has been right there. I'm just thrilled.
Right, it has. You're right, it is local. And that's another thing that, you know, when we're doing our practices or we're doing our meetings or events or whatever, you know, we stress that to the woman, because you've got to be able to voice that on the local level and to your town managers, your selectmen, because a lot of what's, I don't know if you may not be aware that what's happening also in Massachusetts is a lot of cities and towns now are trying to enact additional gun control legislation in addition to what's going on, you know, with the state.
I'm not surprised, although I didn't know that.
There's even one place the police chief wanted to institute a requirement that all applicants for a gun license write an essay on why Now, right.
Well, that pretty much flunks a lot of immigrants.
Well,
their English probably won't be that good, and he can flunk them just on that basis alone.
Right.
Of course, if
they've
graduated from many of our schools, they probably won't be able to write much of an essay either.
No, but can you imagine that? Write an essay on something that is a constitutionally protected right?
Right.
Write an essay. And that's the other thing that's still wrong with the laws here in Massachusetts, because the firearm law in Massachusetts regarding licensing says that once a person goes through all the requirements in the statute, right, it says the police chief or the licensing officer may issue. It doesn't say shall issue.
It would be interesting if that police chief might write an essay on why writing an essay is not an infringement of the Second Amendment.
Well, I just wish there was some kind of power for us citizens around to do that. But that's the big problem still in Massachusetts with the law, which gives these police chiefs the opening to request ridiculous things like that, because it's the may issue phrasing leaves the discretion up to the licensing officer as to whether or not to approve that application. He can approve or disapprove it, you know, for any reason that he has in his mind. Even if you pass your background checks, you know, you come up squeaky clean, if he has a reason that he thinks he doesn't want to give you the license, he doesn't have to. The only improvement to that was in 2014, we did get in the law that if a police chief denies you, he now has to put it in writing, and he has to make it a specific reason, which then allows the citizen to take him to court. Now, I don't think that's really much of an improvement myself, because why should I have to take a police chief to court in order to exercise?
King George operated that way, and people had to go to London when they went to court, and that was pretty much like saying, we dare you to crawl over all this glass. That's the system that they're setting up against the people of Massachusetts. So much for shall not be infringed. But Lynn Roberts, thanks so much for keeping the fight going. Even in Massachusetts, the flame of liberty is still burning, and we really appreciate it. 2asistersma.org is where you can find them. Look them up and give them some help, folks. They're doing a great job up there. Thanks, Lynn.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.